The Gemara in Masechta Sota Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph teaches us Itma Kara, somebody learned Chumash Vishana, and he learned Mishnayos Lo Shimesh Tamid Chachamim. However, he has not, as Rashi says, Shelo Shimesh Tamid Chachamim Lilmoid Sfaras HaGemara. The person hasn't spent time trying to understand what the Gemara says, but Tameh HaMishnah Mahim, says Rashi, Roshahu, such an individual is a Rosha, Shein Terosa Al Buria, somebody who learns that way cannot be learning clearly, Ve'en Lilman HaMena, and one should not learn Torah from such an individual. Sheidea Tamim, says Rashi, by understanding what you learn, Yesh Chilik B'Issev HaHeter, one understands the difference between what's osur and mutter, b'dine mamnis liskus l'chayiv, when it's a financial situation, who is the prevailing party, b'taharis, and when it comes to taharis, l'tame, l'tar, what's tame, what's tar. K'rama b'kama duchti, as we find throughout Shas, says Rashi, the Gemara always asks, my tama omar marhochi, marhochi, v'omar my b'nayu, and then the Gemara says, nafgaminis, between the reasons, v'aramhu, and such an individual is an individual who's called in our Mishnah Rosh Aram. Sheshemeas koyle shoyne mishnayis of kesavu shabaki b'tameu. Somebody hears this person learning things he really knows how to learn. V'naygen by kavod k'talmid chachamim, and is respected as a talmid chacham, and he really isn't. That is the approach of Rashi. The Miri says, "Lashimish Tamid Chachamim," means an individual who hasn't learned by Talmid Chacham. You can't learn on your own. You need to have a Rebbe. So again, says the Gemara, "Kara v'shana v'lashimish Tamid Chachamim." Rebbe Lezai Meharez Amaretz. The person is considered Amaretz. The morale explains why is he called an Amaretz, because if somebody doesn't really understand what he's learning, his learning is not absorbed into him. And when somebody knows what he's learning, he's a different person. When he doesn't know what he's learning, he's an Amaretz, he really isn't a Talmid Chacham. Rav Shmuel Nachmani says, it's worse. Harei Zebur. Harei Zebur, Rashi says, is worse than Amaretz. And the explanation Rashi gives him is in Pirkei Avos, because bor is always the as meant to mean a field that hasn't worked on, a field that hasn't even been plowed. If somebody learns in such a way as if he hasn't begun to learn, the Batanur has a different explanation. He says the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perik Bey's Mishnah Hey. So he explains, of course, not being a chassid, which is the way the Mishnah defines an Amaretz, is a terrible deficiency. But of course, not being a Yirei Chet, a person who's lacking in Yirei Shemayim, is even worse. Rabbi Yanai Aima Harez a Kuti. Rabbi Yanai considers him as a Kuti. And Rashi explains, just like the halacha is that one may not eat the bread or drink the wine of a Kuti, this individual who really doesn't understand his learning doesn't really know the halacha. He's not a person that's going to be properly medagdek in mitzvahs, and we therefore have to be concerned about everything he does and about the kashrus of food. The morale explains that we know that the kutim really only accepted Torah Shebiksav and not Torah Shebaal Peh. And therefore, this person who learns this way is also considered as if he doesn't really have Torah Shebaal Peh. And the morale goes on to explain, because if he doesn't know what he's learning, he doesn't know how to act appropriately. Rav Acha ben Yaakov Amar, Hareza Megosh. Megosh is a Mechashev. And I saw two pshatim, why is he considered like a Mechashev? One pshat is, that what is the whole concept of Kishev? The whole concept of Kishev is an individual who fools people with his tracks, with his tricks. Here too, people think that this individual is a Talmud Chacham, but he really isn't. He's just fooling people. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that how were these tricks done, this Kishev done? The way Kishev was done was that they used to say some words, and those words somehow have the ability to do whatever they can do. Says the Gemara that this person who's learning without really understanding what he's learning is just like saying words, like the Mechashev says words without really understanding what he's saying. The Gemara continues later in the Amid in discussing Ezo Amaretz, and the Gemara says, Acherim Omrim, Afilu Kara Vishana, somebody learned Chumash and Mishnais, Leshimish Tamid Chachamim, Zah Amaretz. Continues the Mishnah, Kara V'Leishana, if you learned Chumash without learning Mishnais, Hare Zebur, Loi Kara V'Leishana, if he doesn't learn anything, Olav HaKosav Omer, Surati Space Yisrael, Vespace Yehuda, Vizera Adam Vizera Behema. He's like, the Gemara uses a very strong word, he's like an animal. Says the Gemara further, Shloimeh HaMelech says in Mishlei, Yirei es Hashem b'ni u'melech v'mshoinim al tesarif. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, what is the definition of shoinim? Elu shoinim halachas. They just learn the halachas without really understanding what they say. And the Mefarshim explain, Shlomo HaMelech is teaching and telling his son, the Mashal explains this, what to do. So to tell his son not to do Averis, that I don't need Shlomo HaMelech to tell his son. It must be that his son is being told how to learn, how to live a life of learning, how to learn Torah that way. And the Gemara continues, Pshita, says the Gemara, of course, Maratayim Mishonim B'chait, what it means is that Shlomo HaMelech is telling his son not to repeat doing Averis. Kerepunam Rav Damar Mahurna, Kimin Shava Averis, Shonaba Hotrulai, Kamash Milan, that he's telling his son how to learn. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned in a brass at Tanoim, Mavle Oilam. People who learn Mishnayis destroy the world. Ask the Gemara, Mavle Oilam Sakadaitach? Can we say someone who's learning Mishnayis is destroying the world? Amravina, Pshadish Shemarim Halach Matach Mishnasim. That they only learn Mishnayis, they don't go into really understanding what they're learning. And because of that, they don't, as Rashi says, they don't paskin correctly for three reasons. Number one, they don't understand what they're learning, and therefore, since they don't understand what they're learning, they can't really use it as a basis. There are many Mishnayis that only represent the opinion of a Yochid, and they won't recognize that. Or if there's a Machloikis, they don't know who to paskin like. You really have to get much deeper into it to understand and to know what to do. And there's a fascinating piece in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav explaining a machloikis of the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam, in his Agdoma to the Mishnah Torah, to the Yad HaZakah, says that he authored the Rambam, that people should learn the Rambam, and the Rambam even more than the Shulchan Aruch, speaks about all situations that want to come up, even situations that are not relevant, Bizman is there, when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And the purpose, he says, is learn the Rambam and you'll know what to do. The Rosh disagrees. And the Rosh says, you can't just learn a Rambam, you can't just learn a Shulchan Aruch and know what to do. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains that what is the basis of their machlokes. It goes back to what we just discussed. What is the reason why one shouldn't just learn Mishnayos? One explanation we learned is because you really need to understand what you're learning. And the other explanation was because there may be machlokes and you don't know who to follow. So if the reason is, and that's obviously the opinion of the Rambam, that you need to know which opinion to follow. So the Rambam paskind, saying which is the halachically accepted opinion. But if we follow the opinion, but the Rosh says that's not the reason. The Rosh says the reason is because you have to understand what you're learning. And if you don't understand what you're learning, then you can't learn properly. And that's why the Rosh says, even as great of a sefer the Rambam is, we can't rely on the Rambam. And the Mashah here says, "Ubedoyrus halalu, oishin shemayin halachim toish shulchan aruch." People who just look into the shulchan aruch, very en yoidim tame inyan, and they don't understand the basis for the shulchan aruch's opinion. Ve'hem yoidim tam ha'inyan shakal dover im lo yidadiku metchil bedover metoich atalmud shishimish talmid chachamim. Just looking at the shulchan aruch. The Rosh says very sharp words. He says, these are people who want to pass in the Shaila just based on what it says in Shulchan Aruch without understanding the basis, are destroying the world. The Tosfos Yontif says that when the Shulchan Aruch wrote the Shulchan Aruch, never was it his intention that one should just learn the Shulchan Aruch and just know based on that what to do. The Pesachei Tshuva in Yoredeya, Simen Reish Mem Beis, Sifkot and Ches, says that maybe in the time of the Mashah, when the Shulchan Aruch was just written, and they didn't have all the Nesi Kalim, the Magen Avraham, and the Taz, and all the other Sfarim we find in the Shulchan Aruch that explain the Shulchan Aruch, then that was the Halacha. However, Bizman Azeh, when one looks into the Shulchan Aruch and sees all of the explanations given in the Shulchan Aruch, with all the explanation, one could paskin based on the Shulchan Aruch. Certainly, I saw a tshuva from the Satan Rebbe and the Sefer Divrei Yoel, in the Sefer Divrei Yoel, Simon Kuf Yud, Charles Tshuva's Divrei Yoel. He says, certainly, nobody could disagree with this, he says, no one should paskin a shaila just based on what it says in one of the Svarim that just a mekatzer, just give us the brief description of what the halacha is. I saw that the Poskim quote a Shailos HaTshuvos Rimagash. The Rimagash in Siman Kuf Yudalid discusses an individual who really isn't a great Talmud Chacham, but he has spent learning to spend time learning Sifrei Shailos HaTshuvos. So he takes a much more lenient approach, and he says that if somebody has spent a lot of time learning, and he's not relying on his own psak, it's because he spent a lot of time learning and reviewing what others say, even though he may not be the greatest Lamdan and the greatest Talmud Chacham, we can rely on his Piskei Halacha. On the other hand, I saw a tshuva for a Moshe Zatzal. This is in Yerudea, Chelik Dalid, Simulamid Beis. Ramosha Tzal is actually discussing this Mashah and this Pesach Tshuva, and he's asking, can somebody rely on passing a Shaila just on this? And he says, of course not. He says, no one could consider himself that he's enough of a Talmud Chacham unless he learns from the source. And he says, it's important that one should learn and discuss his learning with other people. He says, the more you learn and the more you discuss your learning with other people, and the more you open yourself to hear what other people say. Ramesh takes a very interesting approach. Ramesh's approach is that we know that every person has a chelik in the Torah, saying chalkeinu b'sarah secha. Every one of us has a chelik in the Torah. Since every one of us has a chelik in the Torah, says Ramesh, so there are parts of the Torah that haven't been taught yet, that haven't been learned yet. The way they need to be taught, and they need to be learned still. And until then, that is part, and therefore we need to expose ourselves to all of those parts of the Torah in order to paskin correctly.